Now I would like to introduce our second speaker, Eddie D.
I'm grateful, Eddie. My name is Eddie. And Eddie. Well, I was so afraid to be the speaker today because I'm an addict. Thank you for helping me with it.
I've got experience with these. Stand back, I'm a professional.
I'm shaking, I cannot face it.
There you go.
I had so much fear to be a speaker today, you know, I'm an addict. Face your fear, you know, and my story, my life story and my recovery story is face the fear. I got clean in Israel, November 11, 1984. And you know, we're talking about face the fear now and live your dreams. Freedom. Freedom from active addiction, you know. All my life, I do believe that I born an addict. I believe that we born an addict. But for me, it's proved, you know, because I grew up with fear. Fear from love. Fear from being part of something. Fear from everything. I always had the excuses to find myself like a little child, isolated myself from anything, anywhere in the world, and create my whole world, you know. And I don't really know what's mean my drug of choice. I used everything, almost. My drug of choice changed day by day, and I never left the other one alone. You know, my first drug of choice was loneliness, isolated, sadness, fear, way before I choose the first drug. This is the reason that when I choose my first drug, I really believe that I found God. You know, and I used to live and live to use from the very first day that I choose the drugs. And I've done it since I was 21 until I got clean in 38. Not one day break from it. And always went down with the elevator. And I don't really want to share about my war story using. I just know one thing. When I came to the most big fear before I find the answer, was the last time that I ended up in the crazy hospital in Israel, not the mental hospital, crazy hospital, that all of them had the solution. I was the only one with the hopelessness over there. And I remember when the doctors called me and said, listen, you don't have family, you don't have friends, we don't know how to deal with you anymore. Next time you will ended up here, we go to lock you in the chronic mental hospital until you will be dead. And I said, fine, just let me go. You know, and I remember when I came back to my apartment, which it was looked like Alibaba cave, you know, with the cockroaches and the spiders, and they have more fun than me there. And I really make a decision that this time, when I will try to commit suicide, I will be success. And I stop using part of the drugs, start to collect it, put the gas heater in my bedroom, and I felt so ready in the morning. It was the only day that I had the freedom from the pain, because I knew that I don't go to be exist anymore. What a release. 5 o'clock afternoon, I was ready to do it. The phone was ringing, and somebody let me know that NA opened in Israel. And you know, the only reason that I went over there was because I really believed that I will find a new drugs. I love you, brother. You know? And I came to the room, and usually we have the meeting in the bomb shelter, you know? Sitting in August in Israel in the bomb shelter, it was not one of my dreams. No? In the beginning, we had just one meeting a week, 2.5 people. Two clean, still one using, and it changed every day, another one. And the only thing that I can really handle those days was to stay clean, to feel the pain, to feel the emptiness, to feel the fear, to feel the shame, to feel the guilt. This is all what was left there when I got clean. But I chose a sponsor. And he always told me, he didn't have a phone at home. He used to need to go down to the payphone to call me once a day because I was still in bed. I didn't know how to open the curtains. I didn't know how to walk. I didn't know how to go and do shopping. The fear was so overwhelmed. I was hungry for so many years. I was sick and tired from being sick and tired for so many years that I didn't know. And he always told me that it is so many addicts like me all over the world sharing the same pain and the same solution. And this is what kept me clean. You know, when I'm standing in the circle like we stand yesterday, I don't know where I got my courage, knowledge, and energy from you all. Please do not forget to send it away. Do not forget that it is more addicts all over the world. They need you. It's not just Maryland, Virginia, yeah. It's all over the world. And it doesn't matter if you say honesty and I say kenut. It's the same meaning. You know, I met people from Japan. When they have done the translation, they don't have a word for higher power. So they put higher power. It's not make any difference. It's the same HP that we came to believe in. And you know, my recovery depends on we. My recovery depends on my desire to know what's mean the disease called addiction. With the fear. Because you see, when I got clean, I didn't know a word in English. Doesn't matter if you don't believe me. Honest to God. You know, I used to, you know, when you have just one meeting a week, you cannot really. So I needed to go to the other fellowship. And you see, it's so simple to say another fellowship. You don't need to say words. Let's get honest, another fellowship, another 12-step program. And I remember it was in English in Israel, and I used to fight with them, and I like to fight. Shame on you, we are in Israel, you speak English. They say to me, it doesn't matter, it's a matter of feeling. So I went to find an A, and I ended up in the World Convention in England in 86. Coming from Israel, don't even know how to say addict. All what I can say was junkie. I'm an Eti. My name is Eti. I'm junkie. I'm from Israel. I came, no English, no money. I remember when I just ended up in the airport in London, my first reaction from fear was to take the first plane back home, you know? And I cannot really tell you how I find an A, but I remember when after 2 days I found one of the hotline or whatever it was, I don't really know. I, honest to God, I don't know. And somebody was in the line and I'm sweating all over. And I said like this, hi, my name is Eti, I'm a junkie and I'm from Israel. And it was silent in the other line. And suddenly it was like, your name is Eti, you're a junkie, you're from Israel. Welcome! The other person on the other end of the line was the World Service Office Secretary of NA. And since this meeting, until I left back home, I didn't have 1 minute to rest. I tried to hide from people in the toilet, in the restroom. They were after me. They were after me all the time. You know, and it was so overwhelming for me. You know, I didn't know what mean convention when I ended up over there. You must understand. I didn't know that I would get a program. And I remember when I realized that it's something that I need to hear, I ask and help somebody to mark for me which will be the best one for me to go to. Please help me. Help. It's so humble for an addict to ask for help. It's such a humbling feeling to say, I don't know. I never knew it in my life. No better. But when I came to London, somebody ended up giving me the little white book. It was like $1 million for me. Somebody else took the t-shirt of his body, which was saying, I can't, we can, never alone, never again. I started to collect t-shirts like diamonds. I felt the most millionaire person in the world when I came home. And you know what? Even today, if the hurricane will hit my trailer, the basic text in Hebrew, in English, in Spain, in French, will end up with me, not my clothes. Honest to God. Because I find a new way to face my fear, to live life on life term, as long that I will leave these steps, not walk them, leave them, I mean really leave them day by day, because I don't know what spiritual program mean. I didn't know nothing about surrender. It was maybe a little bit easier for me from our soldier stories. Surrender mean life or death. It is no half pregnancy. It is no half, believe me, when I was pregnant and I went to deliver, I really asked the doctor, can I go home now? You got the leg? I don't want, it's not go to work. Surrender mean surrender. And you know, the more I stay in recovery, I got more and more desire to get better. I find that I'm involved with such a adventure life, you know? And I'm really looking to find the purpose of my life, because I don't really know what is the plan for my life. But as long that I will continue this way, maybe I will find it. You know, I heard one of our old-timers say, and I do believe in it, that I can learn, I can be selfish in my recovery and learn from other people's mistakes. And I remember that the girl that she brought NA to Israel, she wanted to come to the fellowship so badly, that every day she came to the room like a little, mentally like 3 years old, I want to go to United States. I go, she OD. I wanted to be here, but I didn't know when. I needed to be ready to know what's mean open-mindedness, to come to different culture, different language, and stay. Because I know that if I came in the time that I wanted, I will end up dead somewhere. You know? When I first came to United States in 87, no English, ended up in Georgia. Y'all have a nice day. And you know, I'm an addict. The first word was an asshole, fuck, mother. I'm an addict. I know this word in all the language in the world. You know, I ended up in Georgia. I love Georgia. I love the poor. I love the people. I still so very grateful for each one of the people that they opened the door for me. You know, gratitude is not about you great. It's for me, my commitment to continue the way. I was sleeping on people's couches for years. It was a time that I didn't have money for food. They feed me. It was time that I didn't have money for a watch. They bought me a watch for that. It was my treasure watch for $2. And the real reason that they really have the willingness to help me is because I really had the desire to get better. It was not, where is the man? Where is the... It was... We always ended up in meeting from the airport. And if it was another meeting, it was okay for me. And I remember when I first went back to Israel, I sold my car over there. I came here, I bought me very old Toyota Tresil, and here I am with my car, don't know English. You know, I used to go to people together to a restaurant to eat. All what I can order was ice cream and cheesecake. I was hungry. And I was so fearful that people will see that I'm ashamed. But the desire to learn about NA keep me going. I remember people start saying to me, oh, you must share your story. I said, yes, of course. You cannot say no. I said, yes, of course. You need to take your car and drive from Virginia to Memphis, Tennessee. I said, yeah, how I go to do it? Oh, you will do it. God will be with you. And I was driving my car like a robot. People gave me the direction, and I put it in my language, in Hebrew. And for example, if I needed to go somewhere in exit, that it was a Lincoln exit, I put like this. You must go out in an exit that it's a long word. It starts with L and finish with N. And I always ended up in an A. Can you imagine the fear to drive like this? You know, the miles here and the kilometer in Israel, if you cross Virginia, you will end up in Egypt. So when I was driving from here to New York, and another fear that I forget to share with you, it's the high places. I remember the first time that a steward invited me to come to Maryland, and I saw the bridge, the roller coaster bridge, with my little Toyota. I stopped on the side and I said, oh my God. They haven't told me about this one. I couldn't make it. I turn over And it took me one more day in another way to find to go from the all the other side of the exit, to go from the 40 to the 39. I couldn't make it. Today I can get over this fear. And it's not mean that I don't have fear. But I don't need to react on it. And what's helped me, what's gave me the power to do everything like I'm sharing it with you, it's because this program, it's for an addict. And we don't know a shit about these 12 steps. You know, when I hear people after 2 years, yeah, I've done the 12 steps, I say, just keep fucking coming back. You know, I just shared a few days ago with a girl in our area that she got 3 years in the program, and she's talking to me in the cell phone from the car. Get honest. Don't talk in the cell phone in the car. It's against the rule, and you can be killed, you know. And she's talking, and I'm trying to share with her, and suddenly she said, "Hey, Etty, do you know how long I'm in the program?" And I said, "Yeah, 3 years." She said, "Oh, yes." I said, "So what? You're a newcomer." She hung on the phone on me. She never called me back. But you see, I always told my sponsees, don't waste my time, use my time. My time is so precious for me because I do need to practice this program. And I can hear my disease talking to me. Let me tell you, every day, every second. Since yesterday, I find 100 excuses why not to show up here because I'm so afraid to share in front of you. You know, this is unbelievable, our disease. It's ridiculous. But I need to treat my disease right. The first step needs to be part of my life every day. I cannot have the desire for the solution if I forget where I came from. And if I forget where I came from yesterday, it's wrong again. You know, and to learn what's mean NA for us. NA, Narcotics Anonymous. It's so incredible for me. You know, I was sure that all the addicts in the United States clean when I got clean. When I came here, I couldn't really believe that it is people using and dying. How come? We have such a awesome program to live life with joy, happiness, and freedom. This is what NA promises us. And I promise each one of you, if you will do what NA strongly suggests you to do, which it means must, you will get the freedom, joy, and happiness. Because I got it, and I'm 100% NA. NA gave me the break from the professional, which I don't have nothing against them, you know? You know, for me to find and to agree to have power greater than myself in the second step was not easy, even though that I had a sponsor, because I really like him because he accepts me. Because he was so spiritual to hear all my bullshit. You know, until one day he told me, it's about time for you to take your cotton from your ears and put it in your mouth. I always didn't come back anymore. You know, the fear from saying, I don't know, I need this help. But I ended up back home sharing with myself. And I realized that he's right, you know, honesty. You know, when I've done the translation to Hebrew, the basic text in Hebrew, I've learned so much about the recovery. And I've learned that the word honesty is written more time than any other word in the basic text. It's like, be honest or die. Be honest or die. You know? And you know, the big fear when I had 2 years, the desire to use was there, you know? No miracle, we are an addict. The desire to use when we get clean is still there from all kind of reasons. And then the monkey start You don't deserve to live. Especially when I felt good, you know. Oh, I needed, you know, the fear from joy and happiness when I was using was so powerful. The disease didn't allow me to feel good. When I supposed to feel joy, I was crying for misery. I never went to a wedding or a funeral because I didn't know how to be happy or how to be sad. I was so fearful from all these emotions because I didn't have them. This is why I use, but this is the disease called addiction. And to prove myself that I can benefit the joy, I need to do the footwork. You know, I really need to see that I can gain some sanity from another recovery person. Doesn't matter where he is, and sometimes it can be from the literature, sometimes just practicing open mind. The open mind need to be, it is no anymore yes but. The Yaba people and not success. You know, in the second step it said that we find out that some people just pass this step very quickly to find that nothing else is working. Don't be too scared to ask for help every day. Because somebody will give it to you if you will leave an open mind. I promise you. But remember, it can be in the second street of your home. Don't be spoiled American. Go to any length to get this message. If you hear the same story and the same voices all the time, sometimes you miss something. Go and get your answer. Wherever you need to go. Yes, but I'm too tired, I'm too busy, the traffic is terrible. You know what? People in Israel don't have cars to drive to meetings. They need to take buses. And it is places that the buses stop at 10 o'clock, so they cannot come to the meeting if we don't go to do them a favor and take them to a meeting. You know, my house got bombed during the Gulf War in 91. And I helped to open a meeting all over Israel for a few years. You know, I came back, I went there with all the energy and I gave it back, make the translation, make the tapes and everything. And I remember during in the Gulf War, one of the person that I support him to stay clean south of the country celebrate a year. And I needed to drive to his birthday. And I was driving my car when the siren started. And here I am, in the middle of the highway. Don't know how to react to the SCAD. I know how to react to it at home. I didn't like it. But at least I know I need to go and pee and lock myself in the room. And now I'm ended up in the highway, looking around in the other cars and see that everybody is parking on the side to put the mask. And I put the first gear and drove away to the south of the country, you know. And when I'm driving on my way, I can see the SCAD coming to my city. So, you know, it's all depend. Face the fear. You know, I really have more fear now here about what's going on there than when I was there. Because it's like the six steps that sometimes we like to sit with the familiar pain and fear. And this is the main point, you know, the fear, if we really came to believe and we realize that we, each one of us, is not God. And we really, our life really depend on each other. I mean, we depend on each other. You know, like any other fatalic disease, we depend on each other to stay in life. You know, and so the first thing was that I'm not God anymore. The second thing in the third step was to commit it to an A, to make a decision to continue the steps. To continue the steps. Keep it simple. Don't run away from the program and don't run away to other place because it's a spiritual program, and everybody can benefit from it. None of us is different from others. Believe me, I'm staying here, I'm telling you the truth, I don't have any hate to the Arabs. I don't trust them. The same that I don't trust bullshitters in our room. But I don't have hate. You need to go and find your soul and connect to one more beautiful addict in the room. You know, and this what gave us the courage to do the fourth and the fifth step, that it's included some pain. Well, it's not that fine to find what's wrong, what is our defect. You know, all my life I thought it is here and there. It was not me. But the sixth step, it's the turning point. This is the step that I need to stop doing. I want to go. And said, okay, I want to go. I don't know when. I don't know how. I don't know how. I will wait. And sometimes I need to wait more than a year. You know, when I was in London in the convention, it was one person that I got his message that he have done the ninth step after 11 years. And I remember I'm sharing with myself, I said, Eddie, you listen what he said? You must be patient and tolerant in your recovery. I needed to do the ninth step with my dead parents for 4 years. I didn't plan it. I didn't know that this will end up. But I needed to help all people in Israel for 4 years. And if I haven't done it, I was not ready for the next step. When I've done it and finished it, I am ready. This is why I need another recovering addict, a little bit of answer, and the courage to go on. I'm running off that. And I really believe that this is what's happened to me, because you see what's happened to me today, I end up in Yorktown, Virginia, on the battlefields. I'm living with the deers and the rabbits, you know. It was not even in my dreams. You know, if somebody promised it to me when I came to the room the first time that I will end up in Yorktown, I will take him hand by hand and put him in the crazy hospital. You know, the freedom from active addiction that I got today, it's awesome. It's payback for the effort that I'm putting. And I do know that I can lose it tomorrow if I don't go to continue my commitment. And my commitment, first thing first, is to be a member of NA, very proud member of NA, and to help one more fucking junkie. You know, it seemed simple and it was painful. And even today sometimes, you know, part of the reason me coming to United States, that I was the old time over there, so I was the bitch there. And I ended up here old timer the bitch. But you know, I've learned from my sponsor, my ex-sponsor, she always say, you don't go to stand on one point, you will fall for everything. It is no other ways in NA. I don't mind about other ways outside. But in NA, the first step is our problem. The other 11 is our solution, included the 12th tradition. Don't forget about the tradition. And everything in the steps and the tradition, if you don't go to practicing in the NA rooms, you ain't go to be success outside. This is why we need each other to make the mistakes in the room, to ask for help, to do it better, and to go up and find to, how to live life on lifetime, you know? I'm so grateful for being here, you know? For me, it's much more than live your dreams. It's a miracle. Mm-hmm. I'm a miracle. I don't really have a big dreams because I do believe that I still need to accept what I need to pay for my past, and I need to be careful not to carry in more stuff to pay from yesterday, you know? And I do believe that we have so much to do, and I'm so grateful to have friends in United States, in English, outside of the room, that they respect my recovery. We do need to have friends outside, but how the hell I know what is waiting for me? Am I God? No? Thank you for letting me share. I would like, before we close the meeting, just open your heart, and I would like to say the Serenity Prayer in Hebrew for you. And please send it to the world. אלי, תן בנו את השלווה לקבל את הדברים שאין ביכולתנו לשנות, אומץ לשנות את הדברים אשר ביכולתנו, והתבונה להבחין בין השניים. God bless you all. I love you.
Thank you to those who share. Could someone please come up and read just for today?